Boston Mayor Marty Walsh is asking questions of his own police department in the wake of a U.S. Department of Labor lawsuit filed in Boston's federal court last week. Two Boston police detectives are cited in the suit, which says they cooperated with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, in the arrest of a construction worker. WBUR's Shannon Dooling's been following this story. She sat down with Mayor Walsh in his office and filed this report.
The suit alleges Boston-based Terra Construction retaliated against Jose Martin Paz Flores, who is not a legal resident of the U.S., after Paz filed a workers' compensation claim. The company did not have workers' comp insurance. 2 months after reporting a fall from a ladder, Paz was arrested in 2017 by ICE agents when he was leaving a meeting at the company's offices. His 2-year-old son was in the car with him. Federal labor officials say two Boston police detectives were involved. The suit mentions a, quote, joint ICE-Boston Police Department task force. Mayor Marty Walsh says he takes issue with the term task force.
I mean, I think that's a little broad. So when we talk about a joint task force between ICE and Boston Police Department, that relationship goes back 10 years. I don't think it's around this particular case. And there's a lot of relationships that the Boston Police Department have with ICE, with the federal government, FBI, U.S. Attorney's Office. So that's not uncommon to have here. I think what raises to the alert of a lot of folks right now is that in the times that we're living in today with this anti-immigrant sentiment going on in the country, coming out of the White House, quite honestly, I think that raises a lot of concern that people have.
How does Boston Police communicate with your office, with you? You know, are you kept in the loop with investigations that are being pursued with ICE?
I think that sometimes, and when I say that, some of them are very sensitive investigations. So if there's some type of gang activity, MS-13, something like that, 18th Street gang, I'll find out usually the day before. But I depend on my police commissioner to make sure that the proper procedures are followed. You know, I make it very clear in Boston that you know, we're not going to be turning people over for misdemeanors and things like that as far as working with ICE on those cases. That's for the federal authorities to figure out and do their job if they want. This particular case that we're talking about today goes back to 2017, and we're trying to work the pieces thing together, but it's somewhat unclear at this point still where we are in this particular case.
So you are asking more questions. What are some of the questions that you're trying to figure out about this process, about the procedures that were kept in place here?
We want to make sure that, you know, if we're going to do investigations on undocumented immigrants, we want to make sure that there's a felony involved. So the commissioner, Commissioner Gross, is trying to piece this together. And I think that, you know, I made it perfectly clear, Boston Police Department officers, they're not ICE officials. Our job should not be enforcing immigration laws for the federal government. If they want to come and enforce federal law, let them come in and enforce federal law. It's not our job. In saying that, if somebody commits a serious crime, a homicide, or somebody commits a rape or a serious felony, we will absolutely contact the authorities that are necessary.
How are Boston police detectives instructed or trained to interact with federal officials when it comes to immigration enforcement?
That's something that you'd probably have to ask the commissioner on. I mean, I think that, you know, in 2016 here, you know, the White House came down with the bans and all the things that they came down with at the time. Commissioner Evans at the time was very clear that Boston Police Department, not ICE officials. Commissioner Gross has kept that policy moving forward. And I think that, you know, spending resources on somebody who allegedly might have had a workers' comp claim or not had a workers' comp claim is not something that I feel personally rises to the level of, you know, as much police action and effort, quite honestly.
You've made this message of Boston being a city of immigrants. Spoken about your own immigrant heritage. You've really made the call for Boston to be a safe place for immigrants, especially in light of the policies that are coming out of Washington with the Trump administration. Are you concerned at all that this situation risks eroding the trust that you've tried to establish over the last few years?
No, because I think what'll happen here is it'll put this conversation back on the front page again, and then allow us to reinstate how we feel about immigrants in our community. I'm certainly not thrilled about the situation that being interviewed right now over this case, in the sense of not fully understanding the rationale behind it or the reason behind it. But I want people to know that we are a city of immigrants. This demonizing immigrants is wrong, and if we want to talk about and deal with the issue of immigration, rather than scaring people in the streets and pulling people out of cars with their two-year-old kids in the car, we should be coming up with some policies on how do we deal with immigration long term.
The ACLU of Massachusetts has filed a public records request asking the city for more details about how Boston Police and ICE share information. Walsh says he'll be having conversations with the organization. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.